There is an ocean of everything you want. Success, power, and the most satisfying relationships. It's all available and waiting for you. This is The Zone of Action with your host, Gerald Action Jackson.
Unlocking your inner motivation strategies to overcome defeat and discouragement. This is being released on Christmas Day, on Christmas morning, actually. And I know a lot of people, when it comes to the holidays, they've got that holiday between Christmas Day and New Year's Day. Now, traditionally, for myself and a lot of people I know, they take this time to reassess their goals. And when you sit down with pen and paper and reassess your goals or a computer, whatever you're using to do this, sometimes you're going to get discouraged. Sometimes you're going to feel overwhelmed. Sometimes it's going to feel like this is impossible. And then also there's a time in your life for some people that this time presents its own challenges of being alone. A lot of times on your trip to success, it's going to get lonely on some parts of this journey. For that, I say, don't get discouraged. Don't feel defeated. It's going to all work out. You know, in the journey towards success, there are bound to be moments when you feel defeated and discouraged. Challenges and setbacks are just a part of life. But what sets successful individuals apart is their ability to motivate themselves, even in the face of adversity. In this podcast, we'll explore some of those powerful strategies to help you reignite your motivation and push through the tough times. Number one, set clear goals. Having well-defined goals gives you a sense of direction. When you feel defeated, revisit your goals. I'm talking about in writing. You see, what it does is remind yourself of why you started this in the first place. And sometimes you will need to be reminded of that. Break it down into smaller, achievable milestones to make the journey more manageable and less overwhelming. Positive self-talk is number two. As someone with a positive mental attitude, you understand the power of thought. Practice positive self-talk by replacing self-doubt and negativity with affirmation and constructive inner dialogue. Yes, talk to yourself. Tell yourself that you can overcome any obstacle because you can. Yes, talk to yourself. Number three, visualize your success. This is my favorite. I love this. You know, visualization is a very, very powerful tool used by many successful individuals. Now, I want you to take a few moments each day. When you first wake up, I want you to take a few moments each day and visualize yourself achieving your goals. This is like a mental rehearsal. Now, this mental rehearsal can boost your confidence and your motivation. Number four, surround yourself with positivity. There are some people who are, I don't know, what's the word? My wife calls me happy, happy, joy, joy. Because that's who I am. Surround yourself with the happy, happy, joy, joy people. Because your environment plays a significant role in your motivation. Surround yourself with people who uplift you. These people who inspire you. Avoid at all costs negativity and seek motivational content like books, a podcast, wink, wink, and motivational speakers. Also, on another note, with number four here, stay away from negative things on social media. If it's on TikTok or Twitter or whatever it's called now, or Facebook, there are many, many things that are just negative. Yes, there are negative things in the world, but you don't have to be a part of that because that's not where you're going. Leave that alone. That's not where you're going. You don't need to be there at all. I want you to embrace failure as a learning opportunity. Did you hear me? This is number five. Embrace failure as a learning opportunity. Someone once said, either I'm winning or I'm learning. There is no such thing as failure. Understand, failure is not the end, but it is a stepping stone towards your success. Every setback teaches you a valuable lesson. Embrace these lessons and use them to improve and grow. Number 6, create a routine. Now, establishing a daily routine can provide structure and stability through the tough times. And yes, there are going to be tough times. You see, consistency can help you regain control over your life. Did you hear me? Consistency can help you regain control over your life. And it gives you a sense of purpose. Number 7, break tasks into smaller steps. And give an example. Let's say you want to open up a sandwich shop. Well, that's one big task. Well, what are the things that go along with opening up a sandwich shop? Of course, you need the bread, you need the location, you need everything. Break each one of those things down into smaller, manageable tasks to get towards the bigger goal. See, completing these smaller tasks will give you a sense of accomplishment and motivates you to keep going. There's an endorphin that happens every time you get one of those tasks done. An endorphin is released in your head. It's a beautiful thing. That's number 7, by the way. Number 8, stay healthy. Physical health and mental well-being are interconnected. Ensure that you have enough rest, eat enough nutritious meals, and exercise regularly. I have just learned this week that I need to make sure that I'm doing my exercise. Sometimes I get to blow it off and that's just not going to do it. I need to listen to number 8 myself. A healthy body supports a positive mindset, and I can attest to that. Number 9, seek support. Don't hesitate to reach out to family and friends, the positive ones, and mentors. You need mentorship. When you're feeling defeated, sharing your challenges with these people can provide emotional support and fresh perspective. Sometimes you need fresh eyes on an old problem. And when that problem is solved, you'll feel so much better. Now, when I say family and friends, I mean the positive ones. I can't stress that enough. Don't go to the person who's always complaining or always have problems in their life. That's not the person you need. You need the positive people, the positive family members, the positive friends, the positive mentors, especially when you feel defeated. All right, number 10, celebrate. And I do mean celebrate the small wins. Acknowledge and celebrate your achievements, no matter how small they seem. See, recognizing your progress can boost your motivation and remind you of your capabilities because you are lovable and you are capable. I'm telling you to your face, you are lovable and you are capable. Stay committed to your why. I want you to reconnect. That's number 11. Reconnect to your why. The deeper purpose behind your goals. What is that deeper purpose behind your goals? Just to be rich? Is that it? No, it's a deeper purpose than that. It becomes easier to stay motivated when you're faced with obstacles to know the reason why. To know the reason why is the reason you should do it. The deeper purpose. Number 12, adapt and adjust. Sometimes your initial plans may need some adjustments. Be flexible and open to change. I'm not saying change the whole entire plan. Like if going back to the sandwich shop, I'm not saying, okay, you can't open a sandwich shop next week. Well, maybe I'll just open a taco stand. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying make small changes and adjustments. Zig Ziglar used to say, adjust your mind to an unpleasant situation so it doesn't destroy your spirit. Adapt to new circumstances and keep moving forward. I'm telling you right now, keep moving forward. Number 13, set realistic expectations. Understand that success often takes time and effort. Don't expect instant results. We are in a microwave era right now. Everybody wants everything fast, 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 fast. It doesn't happen that way. If you look at some of your favorite stars on the movies, they spent hours and hours and hours practicing. They spent hours and hours and many takes to get what's going to end up on the screen. For your recording artists, they spent many hours. There's a short little story about this. There's a singer called Percy Sledge who wrote a song in an hour. They became a classic. That's probably one of the rare times that someone spent just a little bit of time and made a huge hit. And that was Percy Sledge with A Man Loves a Woman. Great song. Anyway, setting realistic expectations can prevent disappointment and maintaining your motivation over the long haul. Before I wrap up here, I want to tell you that motivation is the driving force in your journey towards success, especially during defeats and discouragement. You, yes, you can boost your motivation by setting clear goals, practicing positive self-talk, visualizing your success, and surrounding yourself with positivity. I want you to embrace failure as a learning opportunity. Establish those routines. Take care of your physical and mental well-being. Seek support when needed. Celebrate those wins and stay committed to your why. Remember, success is a journey. You've heard this a million times. Success is a journey. And your positive attitude will be the most potent ally you have. Stay motivated, stay positive, and you will overcome any obstacle that will come your way. Check us out on Instagram and Twitter, Gerald Jax, JeroldJax, on Facebook, it's Gerald Action Jackson, and Zone of Action. My personal website is GeraldJackson.com. Our new website for Zone of Action will be live pretty soon. We're finishing up the finishing touches on it. Happiness starts with you, not your relationship, not your job, but it starts with you. Being motivated. Self-talk, baby. All in the Zone of Action.